Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, Already in Progress.
I said, well, that's sin too. You see what I mean? So she forgave her husband, or her husband asked her to forgive her, and the husband asked God to forgive him, and I prayed for the little child with cerebral palsy. And about 6 months later, they came by, and the little girl was perfectly normal. Yeah. Do we serve a merciful, mighty God? Yes. See, you've got to understand what causes sickness and disease, and it's sin. It's sin. You don't want to be sick? Get rid of sin. So when you come to be prayed for today, whatever you need, when you come, don't try to hide something you've been doing. You know, and so many women have, this is a problem with so many women. A woman is sick, she's got a problem, and I say, you know, are you meeting all of God's requirements? Absolutely. Are you a wife? Yes. Are you submitting to your husband? Oh, yes. And then I look at the husband and he says, she ain't submitting to me. Said, I tell her to do this, she won't do it. She does exactly what she wants to do. I said, okay, ma'am, you got to repent. And if those women really repent, you know, in the scripture, it clearly says the wife must submit to the husband in all things. Do you know that? Do you think it means that? Absolutely, it means that. But it also says, husbands, you must love your wife like Christ loved the church. You think he means that too? Because he said, husbands, if you don't love your wife like I love the church, I'll just not answer your prayer. Yeah, right. And if God says, if God don't answer your prayer, then how many prayers are you going to get answered? Yeah. That's exactly right, young lady, none. Do you see where I'm coming from? When you get rid of sin, all you got to do is confess it to God. He'll forgive you. I don't care. Just like Jenna out there. That story of Jenna out there, that little girl, when you look out there, we prayed for Jenna for a year and a half and couldn't get her healed. A year and a half. She was six and a half when they brought her to us. Finally, a year and a half later, I told a couple, I said, y'all are going to have to go to God and ask God what your sin is that's caused the Lord to strike your daughter with this curse when she was born. And so they went to the Lord and began to pray. I told him, I said, now you're the spiritual head of the house. I want you to pray. I want your wife to be there with you, but I want you to pray. And I want you to pray and ask God two or three times a day, Lord, what caused you to curse our daughter with this sickness? And he said, how long do I pray? I said, until he answers. I said, he will answer you. So they prayed for 3 weeks. And at the end of 3 weeks, the Lord spoke to her two words, lying and deception. Lying and deception. So when she called me, I said, well, Sally, do you have any idea what that means? She said, yes, I know exactly. She said, when I was 39, my husband was 43. And said, I went to my husband and said, honey, before I get too old, I want one more baby. My husband said, honey, I'm 43 years old. Our kids are nearly grown. I don't want to start with a new baby. No, no more children. Now, see, she's supposed to submit. But she said, okay, I promise you I will do everything I can to keep from getting pregnant. But she said, I lied to him. And she said, I done everything I could to get pregnant. And then when I got pregnant, I went to him and said, honey, I was doing everything I could to keep from getting pregnant, but I'm pregnant, so it must be God's will for us to have another baby. And I said, well, you see, I said, that's it, Sally. I said, did you ask your husband to forgive you? She said, I did. I said, did he forgive you? She said, oh, yes. I said, did you ask God to forgive you? She said, yes. I said, well, you know he forgives you because he promises it, doesn't he? So I said, now then we can pray the prayer of faith for the healing of your daughter. She said, I don't want my daughter to be healed. I said, what do you mean? She said, now that I've learned it, it's my sin that made her like this. She's got scars all over her body. She's awful. I said, so what do you want? She said, you've told us if we obey God and do what he says, we can ask for anything. And does he say that? Yes. God says that in all kinds of places, doesn't he? Yes. Come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. If two of you on earth agree about anything, I'll do it for you. It's over and over and over, right? Yes. So anyway, she repented to her husband, she repented to God, and she said, I want you to ask God to give my baby a brand new coat of skin with no scars. Now, do we know anybody that can do that? What's his name? Jesus. So I prayed the prayer, asked the Lord to give that baby a brand new coat of skin, and in 2 weeks, she had a brand new coat of skin without a scar on her body nowhere. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we serve an awesome, mighty God. So all you want to do is you want to make sure today that before we start praying for you, that you have confessed your sin. If you've got any kind of sin, if you've got any kind of bitterness or unforgiveness toward anybody, for goodness sakes, forgive. If you do not, I can guarantee you, you will not get your healing today. You will never get it. If you don't confess your sin of bitterness and unforgiveness, God Himself says, if you do not forgive everybody from your heart, neither will I forgive you. And if God don't forgive you, you think you're going to get healed? No, absolutely not. Do we want all of you to get healed? Yes. So what do you got to do? Repent of your sin. Walk in love. Do what He says. If you'll do what God says, guarantee He'll do what He said. And you can walk out of here today, and after we pray for you, now you have got to believe with no doubt in your heart. When we pray for you, you have to forgive, and you have to believe. Now then, I'm going to show you the scripture, James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, that if you don't believe or have any kind of doubt, and it's so easy to doubt, you know, it's so easy to doubt. But look at what James 1, 6 and 7 says. When you pray, you must believe with how much doubt? Is that what that says? No doubt. Is that what really what that says? Can you have zero doubt? That's really what he says? I mean, what if I had just a little bit over here? I mean, just a teeny little bit.
That ain't gonna work.
According to that word, that ain't gonna work, is it? So when I pray for you, you got to believe with no doubt in your heart. Because he said, if you doubt, you're unstable in all your ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. So he's a faith God, isn't he, young lady? So see, when we pray for you, what are you going to do? If I've repented of everything, I'm going to praise Him and thank Him and worship Him for my healing, right? Whether you get it before you get out the door, or it takes you to get home, or if it's a month from now, or whatever it is, I'm still going to be praising you, Lord. I'm healed. Wow, who's got the cell phone? Hello? Somebody got a cell phone ringing. I know that was God calling you. He's letting you know you need to repent of your sins. But truly, I'm telling you, that's the truth. Absolute truth. I ever quoted the truth. He's got a phone call to each one of you today that if you have a problem, you need to repent of your sin. And then you need to stand on His promises and believe His promises. And when we or some member of our prayer team will pray for you, you will get healed if you'll only believe and no doubt. Y'all understand? Yes. I've used everything Scripture today to confirm everything I've said. Is that right?
Yes.
So if you want to get healed, now then my prayer team members, I want them to stand up. Everybody that's a prayer team member, stand up. Look, now see Sharon back there and Cheryl here and me. And Mike and Gracie back there.
And Kim and Scott.
And Kim and Scott, they're here. So Sharon, yeah. Oh, Sharon's over here. Okay.
And Jeff and Dave.
Jeff and Dave. I forgot about Jeff and Dave. Now, I've got to tell you something before we say we're going to pray. Last healing school, somebody told me it right near the end, said, Pastor, you need to go in there and check on Dave. He's in the bathroom in there with a guy coughing up blood. So I went into the bathroom, and Dave and him got blood all over everything. Something ruptured in his stomach, and he's throwing up blood. He's got it in the sink, got it on the potty, got it on the floor, got it in the trash can. There's blood everywhere. I said, what's going on? Dave said, Pastor, if I could ever get this guy to believe who he is in Christ, if I could ever get him to realize I am a son of God, I'm a joiner, and Jesus has forgiven me for all my sins, I guarantee he'll be healed. I said, you got it, Dave. I'll see you later. I said, me and Mike and his wife and my wife, we're going to go eat. You got it under control. We walked out, and it took Dave about 30 more minutes to finally get that guy to believe, I am a son of God. I am a joint heir with the King. And when he said that and believed that in his heart, guess what happened to his blood? It stopped, and he was healed. I saw him the next day at church, and he was healed. Now then, is anybody here that don't know you're a son of God? If you don't know you're a daughter of the King, you got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know that when Jesus died on the cross, He paid the price for all of your sin, all of your sickness, and you're healed on that cross. It's already done. All you got to do is receive it by faith. Is that the way you did it, Paula?
Yes, sir.
Paula had been sick for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
And she finally got it. And when she got it and she believed the scripture, she was healed. And you've been healed now how long, honey?
Since March.
She was sick for 20 years. And God wanted to heal you 20 years ago, didn't he?
Absolutely.
But see, she didn't know it. So she couldn't receive by faith what she didn't know belonged to her. But she came here and she learned what really belonged to her. If you're a son of God, how clean are you if you're a son of God?
Clean.
There ain't no nonsense there.
Right.
You're washed in the blood. You're clean. You're a holy man. You're the righteousness of God in Christ, right?
Right.
It don't make it if you made a mistake or two before you got home. You're still the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, right?
Right.
And you got to know that, right, young lady? And you got to believe that. Okay. If you believe it. Okay, so this is my prayer team. I'm going to pray a closing prayer, and then we're going to start praying for y'all. Remember, you got to realize who you are. I am a child of God. All power and all authority has been given to me over the enemy. All power and all authority. I was healed on the cross 2,000 years ago. All I need is one of these prayer warriors to touch me in Jesus' name. And when they do, I'm going to receive my healing. And then I'm going to go and go act like a son of God or a daughter of God. I ain't going to be a sinner no more. I'm getting rid of all my sins. I'm going to walk holy and clean and pure before the Master. I'm going to walk in love with everybody. I don't care who they are. I'm going to love them.
Amen.
And if you love them, you walk under faith.
Amen.
And you walk under grace. And you don't never get sick again.
Amen.
You like that?
Yes.
Yeah, it works good. Believe me, what I'm telling you, I've learned to be the truth. Because in the last 35 years, you're looking at a man that's not had a sick day in 35 years. Praise God. That's not just for me. That's for you. Every one of you, right? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this group of folks you brought out today. I thank you for revealing the truth to them. I thank you for healing them. And then, Lord, I thank you for filling them with the Holy Spirit. And may the Holy Spirit teach them how to walk in love every day of their life so they will not have to ever be sick again. Thank you, Father, for blessing them. Now, thank you for healing and forgiving everybody that comes up for prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.